You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Starting at 10 o'clock this morning, Engage Knitting at the Library. This is at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 Highway 2777, right here in Hayward. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter, or you prefer a different craft and would like the camaraderie. For more information, you can call 715-634-2161. That's for Engage Knitting at the Hayward Library, starting at 10 o'clock this morning, going until noon. Boys varsity basketball for Barron has a home game today, starting at 7 o'clock this evening. Again, boys varsity basketball for Barron School District will be at a home game. Girls varsity hockey for the Hayward School District, they will be at Stillwater today at 7 o'clock. Again, girls varsity hockey against Stillwater will be in Stillwater starting at 7 o'clock. Boys varsity basketball for Hayward School District, it will be at St. Croix Falls this evening, starting again at 7 o'clock. So boys varsity basketball for Hayward School District will be at St. Croix Falls High School starting at 7. On Friday, December 5th at 9 o'clock, open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources Center, located at 15896 West 3rd Street in Hayward. Come join your friends or make some new ones while playing with your kids in the children's environment. A snack will be provided. Again, open play, the Northwest Connection Family Resources from 9 until 11 on Friday. The Elder Christmas Check distribution will also be happening on Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Peter Larson Room at the Lacoutere Ojibwe Administration Building. Again, for the elders in the LCO community, your Christmas check distribution will be happening from 9 until 2 in the Peter Larson Room. Any checks not picked up will be mailed out. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 10 o'clock on Friday morning at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, located at 11255 Highway 77 in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have produce, canned good items, and some meats. Everyone's encouraged to get some food from this program, regardless of your financial situation, at the Northwoods Community Food Shelf from 10 until 3 at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, Hayward Campus. Spooner School District Boys Varsity Wrestling will be at an invitational at the Glenwood City High School at 4 o'clock on Friday. Again, boys varsity wrestling at Glenwood City High School for Spooner School District. Girls varsity basketball game for Barron Schools will be at home on Friday at 7 o'clock. Girls varsity basketball for Barron at home. Boys varsity hockey for the Hayward School District will be at home at the Hayward Sports Center against Monona Grove School District. Again, boys varsity hockey for Hayward School District is home on the 5th, and this is also part of their teddy bear toss. The Hayward Boys Hockey invites you to come to their game Friday, December 5th at 7 o'clock. Be sure to bring a brand new stuffed teddy bear or other animal to the game, and all items collected will go to patients at the Tamarack Health Hayward. Again, Friday, December 5th, 7 o'clock at the boys varsity hockey game at home, the teddy bear toss will be happening. So bring a new teddy bear or other stuffed animal to the game with you. Girls varsity basketball for Hayward School District will be away at Barron High School's new gym. Again, they'll be at 7 o'clock for girls varsity basketball for Hayward School District, an away game at Barron High School. Girls varsity basketball for Spooner School District will have a home game at 7 o'clock. Again, girls varsity basketball for Spooner at home starting at 7 o'clock. At 7 p.m. on Friday, the Hayward Christmas Cantata is happening. Join the Hayward Community Choir at the Hayward High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Again, the Hayward Christmas Cantata with the Hayward Community Choir, 7 until 8:30, Friday, December 5th at the Hayward High School Auditorium. Saturday presents a whole bunch of events and the activities going on. Christmas Fest is starting in Birchwood, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. For more information, visit birchwoodwi.com for their Christmas Fest schedule and events on Saturday, December 6th from 8 until 3. The Winter Magic Craft Fair is happening Saturday from 9 until 2 at the Ladysmith Community Center. That's located at 624 Lindor Avenue in Ladysmith. Join them with dozens of vendors from around the area, food, activities, and photographs. The Northland Community Club presents Winter Magic Craft Sale Saturday, December 6th from 9 until 2 at the Ladysmith Community Center. And finally, the Hayward Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 9 o'clock. They are located at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, folks, to the front porch here on the Buzz of the North. Good morning, Hayward, on a brisk Thursday morning. Woo!
Yeah, it's real.
I felt it. I woke up this morning. I was still in bed under the sheets, and I could feel the below zero.
I was distracted by that. Same too, actually. My head is very close to a window that I need to insulate better. And I'm just like, that's a little chilly on the skull cap. But no, that it's real. It's no more fake nonsense.
Yeah, I was thinking about what to talk about today, and I thought, well, Friday's typically, you know, we preview the football, and Tuesday's kind of football. But I thought to myself, this is just too big. This is too big. Football's too big right now not to just give into it on this Thursday morning. But I want to talk a little bit about something. I was listening to a different podcast the other day, and they were talking about soccer versus football versus the popularity of sports. And if I would have told you, even as young as you are, Gray, if I would have told you as a youngster, as a 10, 12-year-old, or asked you, you know, what's the next sport? What's a sport that could become popular, that could become close to football or baseball or whatever it might be? And I think a lot of us at that time probably would have said, well, you know, soccer, people like to play soccer, right?
It's a good candidate.
Yeah. But volleyball definitely has been the one. Women's volleyball has kind of the ratings on it for college volleyball have gone through the roof now. Hmm. And the popularity of it. And soccer still struggles in this country. We have the greatest soccer player ever in the history of the sport in Messi.
Yep.
He's playing in Miami right now. He's in Miami playing for the whatever.
Inter Miami,
whatever it may be. But still, soccer they struggle. It's behind paywalls, and it's not even close. It's not even close yet in the United States anyway.
See, like, I'm so worried I just whiffed on the name of the Miami team. Like, I think it's Inter Miami, but if it's not, I sound ridiculous right now to people who do know. And like, whether or not I've got that right, like, that speaks to it. Like, if you give me a baseball team, I can't necessarily, I'm not into baseball enough to tell you every team who is where, but if you give me a team and tell me, is it fake or real? Oh, I got you 100% on that. I'm at least that familiar. I couldn't do that with soccer teams. You could pass a fake soccer team right past me.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Yeah, we've all seen the scores at the bottom of the ESPN roll where you see scores and it says, like, you know, something, something S, and then has two abbreviations for the teams. And you're just like, you're trying to figure out, all right, should I know who these countries are? Should I know who this team is?
You know, actually, here's a good one for you. I was reading an article about the Houston Rampage the other day. That's a major league soccer team. Did I just make that up? Did I just make that up?
I'm going to... I have no idea.
Yeah, I totally did.
This is 100% guess, but I love the name, so I'm going to say yes.
I made that up. I made that up on the spot. Like, you just, again, we sound ridiculous to the knowledgeable, but there aren't many of you folks, and that speaks to something.
I think the problem with soccer is that I think they're trying to fast forward the popularity of it. They're trying to make their money off it before it becomes popular, because they've stuck it all behind paywalls. You struggle to find soccer on major sports, like on Fox, on free TV. If you want to watch soccer around the world, you got to pay a lot of money. You got to pay a lot of money, subscribe to all these things. So it's like they're trying to cash in before the sport became popular. And I'm talking about the United States, obviously. So the popularity of soccer internationally in other countries is far better than what our American football is, but they're trying to cash in on America, and they're trying to put the cart before the horse. They're trying to cash in before anybody really cares, I think.
Yeah, it's being treated as another tool in the box of how can we squeeze the people for more sports viewership dollars. One of the things that I think is not necessarily an obstacle, but something that has to be dealt with. I would say there's really three major sports, wouldn't you? Baseball, football, basketball. Those are the big three.
I mean, so you could argue hockey too. You could say argue big four if you want to.
Hockey's there, and I think, frankly, I think hockey's probably better positioned to take over as a major American viewership than soccer. Maybe I bet it's already got better viewership. In fact, I should pull up figures before I even.
Yeah,
guess,
in certain parts of the country, I'm sure. Right.
If you made me put money on it, I'd go hockey. And now I've totally lost my train of thought. You derailed me. Oh, great. That's on tape.
But soccer, I mean, it's very confusing, because even as a young kid, I remember the Minnesota Kicks had a professional soccer team, and I thought, well, that's kind of cool. You know, this will probably grow in popularity, and Minnesota still has a professional soccer team. They got a stadium that they built for soccer, and there's those situations all around the country where there are stadiums that they built for soccer, and you drive by them when you're in the big city, and you're like, what's that? It's like, well, that's where the pro soccer team plays. Never heard about that. And that's a common reaction, right?
Well, I mean, in fields that are painted, which I think is real grass fields especially, it strikes me as pretty doable to get a soccer field up and down on there, because I know there are more temporary chalk surfaces and things you can do. I don't know. It seems doable. It seems like we're closer to giving soccer the life, but that was the point I was going to make earlier. Four is a lot. Three major sports is doable, especially if you're into two or three of them. Like, many people, I think, are probably into two or three.
Right.
But four would really be a lot.
Yeah.
And so where's the room? Nowhere. You've got a somewhat peaceful sport with explosive moments. That's baseball.
If you
want constant, steady action with some impressive moves, that's basketball. And if you want people knocking their heads together, you don't need me to tell you. Like, there's kind of a little bit of most of what you need.
And you've got a way to get those three you just mentioned for very small cost. I mean, if you're frugal, you can find a way to watch all three of those at a very minimal cost per month. If you want to watch soccer, if you're a soccer fan, you better be ready to pay the apps a lot of money.
Yeah, and getting a new sport entrenched into the culture, that's, you can't do it on purpose. The three sports we have kind of came about organically, you know. People's desires did that before it was machines tracking them every second, you know.
And it's confusing because the involvement rate of soccer at a youth level is astonishing. You go to big cities and there's kids running all over soccer fields, so it's just crazy.
Maybe someday soon.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about this a little bit later this hour. I've got some other sports related stuff that I want to cover as far as the NFL goes. It's just too big of a story not to just turn our backs to it and talk more turkey or stuffing. So we'll get Pat Kreitlow back in here on your Thursday morning. Stay warm out there, Hayward, the Buzz of the North, WBZH. WBZH, Buzz of the North. We're on the front porch. Joel and Gray were well heated. We're well insulated. Four layers, I think, today I went with. I think I do actually have four layers on today.
I'm not quite there because I took the vest off, but there's a solid chance of extra layers later.
Yeah, as I've gotten older and a little bit wiser, I hope, I've learned the wonderful gift of layering. You can always peel it off if you get to a spot in the day where it's a little bit too warm. But hope you are well, Hayward. Joel and Gray here. We get together in the 7 o'clock hour weekday mornings and talk about a variety of topics. We talked a little bit earlier this hour about soccer and kind of the confusion for me anyway through my life of why it hasn't kind of taken grip in the United States. But we kind of determined, Gray, that there's just not another slice of pie available. There's only 24 hours in a day. There's only like 16 hours in a day when you're awake, and there's only so much we can do, right?
Yeah, and especially, well, I think I got to mention and recall that my view is heavily informed by the area where I grew up and have lived most of my life, where there hasn't been a soccer team right here. There are ones not too far away, but never here in town that I'm aware of until maybe recently. Certainly not while I was coming up. So,
well, if they would just, when I saw this story a few days ago, I thought to myself, why don't you just run a heavy promo schedule during football games when you have the sports fans? And NFL's not going to turn the money away. Why not run ads during promoting Messi and promoting all the things about soccer and then put a soccer game right after a football game if that's what you're looking to do? It there seems to be a logical way to promote this, but you don't see it.
Certainly they'd probably have to go a little more out of the box, though. You know, maybe that would work, maybe they'd get favorable options in that game, but yeah. Maybe also if I'm the NFL, I charge them extra because yeah. they're a competing sport.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you had Peyton Manning coaching a team, I don't know. Maybe there's a link there that the NFL doesn't want. By the way, our keyword for the 7 a.m. hour is brisk, B-R-I-S-K, in our Civic Media grown-up gift list text to win contest, brisk, B-R-I-S-K. And I was kind of, I mentally was thrown into this subject because I just saw a story that our very own Mike Clemens posted this morning that Chiefs and Cowboy game from the weekend drew about 61.6 million viewers toward the end of the game.
Oh,
and that
yeah,
was the
yeah.
highest number in the history of regular season football for the NFL. Which is just staggering. I mean, that's two big, obviously the Cowboys have a huge fan base just from, America's team, whatever. And the Chiefs are really good. So, and they have been really good. So it was an intriguing game of two teams scrapping to get into the playoffs, but still, to have that be the highest rated regular season game, the NFL just continues on the upward trend on the bar scale there.
Yeah, totally. I wonder, part of me wonders, I know the NFL has offered discounts over the last couple weeks because the season is much closer to its end. You know, we're into the
yeah.
final.
Oh, I bought it.
You
right
did?
Here, $48. I got starting 2 weeks ago. I got like eight. I got like half of the season.
That's so and $48 bucks for half the season. I think it's like $28 now for the remaining five games.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that was because YouTube couldn't figure out that contract with Fox. And I don't know if existing customers got a deal, but yeah, $48 for half the season. I'm just
yeah.
like, I'll take that.
It's the old liquidation move. Better to get a little bit than nothing. So
yeah, so there's more people available to watch it.
Right.
So that's kind of what you're saying, right?
And better tracking because there's more digital viewers in general. You can more firmly claim a certain number of viewers. Also, I'm not making any claims whatsoever. The digital viewership option does open up the possibility of artificial inflation
that's
of viewer
exactly
numbers.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. It's just like, how do you possibly... I mean, you could come out with a number saying, okay, you know, we think around 60 million people, but 61.673 million, don't give me an exact number. You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, there's still ways to pad stats. There are digital systems verifying everything. Sure, Sure, and there's bots listening to Spotify all day. I mean, and you know, you release two special edition albums to artificially inflate the number of sales of the album. Like, there's tried and true tricks that just have taken a different form. And again, I'm making no accusation. I have no reason to believe that's what's happening here.
But here's what we know. Here's what we know. The punishment for not telling the truth isn't there anymore. And a lot of reporting. And here on the Buzz of the North, here in Hayward, I could tell you that 4,832 people are listening to this show right now. And you'd be like, wow, that's a pretty big number. I just lied. All right? I just lied. How do you know? I mean, there's no punishment. There's no punishment.
Joel, what are we doing today? We're just lying. We are just lying.
I mean, that's
the Houston Rampage.
The verification of the truth has been lost in media, and that's a whole other show.
You know, I have to wonder now, is Houston Rampage like a former XFL team or something like that?
You did. You pulled out the Houston Rampage. Now I'll be Googling that, and my son may or may not get a sweatshirt of that for Christmas, even if it doesn't exist.
I've got to make the merch. I'm going to get a Houston Rampage sweatshirt to wear when we start using cameras.
But, of course, talking about popularity of games, that Bear-Packer game on Sunday, that's going to bring in a good crowd. I'd be very interested to see what the ratings are for that, because people are intrigued that the Bears are once again good. And this has to be, I haven't done the research on it, but this has to be the latest in the season that the Packers and the Bears have combined for 17 wins, that both teams are good. We know the Packers have been good for a long time, but the Bears have been the problem on that scenario. So to have these two teams this good this late in the season, very rare.
It is. That feels silly to say because of how recently it happened. Last year it was an anomaly, but it looks like we might be approaching something similar again. The one missing ingredient here is Detroit needs to get their act together. And of course, Chicago has subbed in for the Vikings, who,
yeah,
wow, no quarterback controversy in Minnesota, is there?
Just need a quarterback. And if the Vikings get one, they'll have a fourth place schedule, and they could flip that record around real fast next year. It could be a flip around, but it's not going to happen this year. But tonight, Gray, tonight, Lions and Cowboys. This is an intriguing game. You got two teams that both played on Thanksgiving Day, and now they're playing tonight. This could be an elimination game for the playoffs. Not fully elimination, but the loser of this game tonight, Cowboys-Lions, they're in trouble.
Especially if you ask me, and I frankly, I'm not even sure why I'd say this, I think the Lions would be in bigger trouble for the loss. Not that the Cowboys wouldn't have a hole to climb out of,
yeah,
but the Lions have a tough division.
Yeah, brisk is our key word here in the 7 a.m. hour here for our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Go to the free Civic Media app, type on WBZH Buzz of the North, and text that to us right now. We'll give you a chance to win a couple $100 in cash in the multi-state Civic Media text to win contest. Tomorrow, we will delve into more football. You know, your listeners are saying, really? Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, more football here in the 7 a.m. hour. Hayward on the Buzz of the North. Stay warm out there.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me today is Ann with the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. Hello, Ann. How are you doing?
Hello, Mark. Thank you. Doing very well. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we got to do at least once a month and talk about what's happening at the library. And first of all, congratulations on getting the full budget that you had asked for. That was a great news that I heard from the Sawyer County Board. How are you feeling about that?
Thank you. Really well. But I know, you know, we're going to try to spend the money where it belongs in terms of operations and some improvements around the library.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that. Now, first, you were looking at having the budget cut, so you probably took a few things off of the budget, and now you're able to put those back on because you got the full budget. So what are you thinking about for improvements?
Well, the improvements we're thinking about right now is just tile replacement and perhaps replacing the urinals in the men's restroom.
Okay.
There's been some damage to the tile around the urinals.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find, to optimize what is the best way to go. But sure. I see that happening, you know, in 2026, definitely.
Yeah.
So hopefully within the first few months of it, but we need to put things out for bid and things like that.
Sure. Yeah. Any new equipment or things in the children's play area or?
A lot of that is straight through donations or our Friends of the Library group or our foundation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So in general, things programming or any of those little goodies are not out of our budget.
Sure. Well, let's talk about December and the calendar. And one of the things that are coming up first is on the 3rd and the 4th, you have a healthcare.gov info session. And this is with MetaQuest. I know Margaret Winter is going to be there for that. So talk a little bit about what Margaret's going to be talking about.
Yeah, so Margaret's going to help you navigate the health insurance market, and these are for individuals under 65. So the last 2 months, she has been there for Social Security was 1 month, and the other month was Medicare.
Yeah.
So now this is the information sessions, because the healthcare.gov enrollment deadline is December 15th for coverage.
Okay.
For your 2026 coverage. So that's on Wednesday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. till noon, and then Thursday, December 4th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You don't need to be there the full time, but stop on by, you know, the sooner the better.
Yeah.
Because if she doesn't get anybody by 7:30 the one night, you know, she might close up shop. So
sure. Yeah. So again, that's for anybody who's looking at going on to the healthcare.gov or otherwise known as Obamacare. If they need to sign up for that, Margaret will be there to answer those questions. Good, good. What are the other things that you have going on during the month that only happens once a month? And I'm specifically talking about the Tween Club, the Teen Club, the Writers Group. I'm not sure what other groups happen there, but let's talk about the Tween and the Teen Clubs. How have those been attended?
Yeah, so they've been pretty well attended. I think they've had anywhere from 5 to 10 people per session, which is a good amount.
Yeah.
So we separated them out. So I'm happy with the numbers there. The tweens.
I was going to say they kind of happened at the same date for both groups.
Right. It was a tween and teen.
Busy. Yeah.
Yes. And then it's difficult with a 10-year-old and a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
You can't quite do the same thing. So. Sure. The group grew enough that we felt we could support two groups.
Okay.
So now we have the tween, which was 9 to 12-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the second Monday of the month from 3:45 to 4:45.
Okay.
And then the teen club is on the fourth Monday of the month. And again, 3:45 to 4:45, enough time for you to get, you know, from school. If you're at the school.
Sure.
And don't feel bad if you show up at 3:50.
Yeah.
So they have all different kinds of things going on. The teens meet, and it's craft a leaf moth.
Yes.
It's really cool. They're using watercolor and that, and the moth looks like a moth.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Well, that's the goal, is to have your moth look like a moth. Yeah.
Yes.
There's also a writer's group that happens every month. Talk about how that happened and kind of how that's what that's about, the writer's group.
So the writer's group is on the second Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. And that stemmed from one of our staff, Sean Jensen.
Okay.
He was interested in writing. So we started a writer's group, and he does that with Ross Metcalf. So whether you want to publish a book or even improve your writing on, you know, say even your press releases here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they will talk to you about that, and they this group critiques what you write.
Okay.
So whether maybe you need more character development.
Yeah.
Or maybe you need to, you know, tweak some things, English, comma, things like that.
Sure.
That is the group to do that with.
Yeah.
Whereas we've got a different writing group if you just want two ideas.
Sure. And then I see you're closed for the holidays, of course, over Christmas. You got some closures there through the weekend and, of course, New Year's. Well, very good, Anne. Thank you so much for telling us about these things. How can people see what's happening at the library? What's the website?
Website is weisscommunitylibrary.com, and we've got the calendar out there for you to see. And you can give us a call, 715-634-2161. And of course, we're on social media, both Facebook and Instagram.
Very good. And thank you from the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. Thanks for stopping in.
Well, thank you, Mark.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.